So what got you interested in physics? Was it Dr.
Well,
Baird?
Professor Baird, I decided to stay my third year, and the only way I could stay, if I was going to be of any use, I had to go to Berkeley, and I didn't want to go to Berkeley. I would have to take some physics, so we talked into teaching this course. Other departments were doing quite similarly, chemistry, biology, English. They were teaching more, but physics was a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I went to Stanford, to be very frank about it. Stanford was pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back, one of the reasons I went into physics up at Stanford, stayed there rather than to go into engineering. Engineering was starting to boom, and they were having a hard time placing them. And my class in physics in 1929 had four people.
Uh-huh.
I was one of them.
Yeah.
The other three are dead.
Yeah.
One of them was the inventor of the klystron, Bill Hansen, after whom the big laboratories of Stanford are named, William Webster Hansen. Varian. Varian Industries.
Wow.
He was one of them. Born Eaton was the other one. Then there was a fourth person who went to San Jose and then came up like I did, and Cecil Burbank. He died in San Diego not over 3 months ago. Well, so I got interested in physics. I stayed in physics. And then, of course, my jobs fell in line with this very nicely. I got this job here. I helped develop the physics department here. Had a pretty strong hand in the later years in it. So that's how I got started in it.
Yes,
I became quite prominent. I took up acoustics. I was going to go take a few years off and get my PhD. When Heppner came, he decided to... he got his EDD degree from USC, and he decided to... that he wasn't going to hire anybody more without a PhD. That was where San Diego State College came into being, instead of a teacher's college, much to his credit. And he called us all in, or those of us who were young. I was one of them. Jim Crouch was another.
Yes.
Jack Adams was another, believe it or not. Cliff Baker was another. Walter Phillips in Spanish was another. I could name a half a dozen or more. Dudley Robinson, my closest friend here, was another. He came in and says, I expect you to, you're not going to get promoted, he says. Told us each individually. Yeah, I made assistant professor in due time.
Yeah.
In the proper time, 4 years. You bring him in as assistant professor now. Made that. They all made it, 4 years. Of our four from Stanford.
Uh-huh.
And he called us in. Called Kurt Walling in, too, but he didn't go on. He was in engineering, and he decided he wouldn't do it. But he said, you're not going to get promoted beyond that if you don't go out and get a doctorate degree. So we scurried around. Two or three of them quit. Other people went on to other places. Took time out, but USC was starting its graduate school in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
It was very strong in pharmacy and in dentistry at the time, and it was starting out in law and starting out in medicine, just starting. This is in the mid-30s, and they had just acquired this new library building, Doheny Library, the oil Doheny Library, and they were... The departments there were starting to expand. They were just at the point of expanding. So Heppner got acquainted with von Kleinschmidt, the president up there. They decided that they would tackle this thing. They did a lot of people from Los Angeles, too, the same way. But they gave us an opportunity to get a doctor's degree. We would conform with it part-time.
Uh-huh.
It was really full time for me because we commuted. Some semesters I'd go up evenings twice a week, but they set courses for us. I had more courses than the minimum requirement, but from Stanford. But they gave courses. And I was teaching an upper division courses here, taught a couple of courses at USC while I had it too, taught a couple of courses at the School of Optometry too. But I took my work up there. I did my PhD thesis here, I mean my experimental work down here. They allowed us to do this, and I took my, wrote my dissertation. But there must have been 10 or 12 of us, I would assume, got it. In the interval, we all ended up about 1940, minus 40. I started in 37 and ended up in 40. Jack Adams and Angie. Tell you that, well, I went through them.
Oops.
But that's how I, so I stayed in physics. And I was promoted along with the rest of us who did that. The rest of them who didn't do it. Paul Pfaff got his. The rest of us, the rest of them, they took, they were a long time. Baylor wouldn't do it either. Baylor Brooks wouldn't go on. So he lagged behind in promotion, although he was well deserving of promotion. He lagged behind.
I think I interviewed him a while ago.
That's how I got started in physics. I became quite interested in acoustics through the chancellor of UCLA, a very close friend of mine, Chancellor Knudsen. And he came down here for a number of lectures. I conferred with him. He's one of the outstanding, he was, he passed away now, but he was one of the outstanding acousticians in the United States.
Uh-huh.
He came to UCLA when I was telling you about forming from the Southern Branch set up. He moved to with them, just had received his PhD from Michelson, of the famed Michelson, Chicago guy, along with Milliken from Chicago.